Blog Talk Radio.
Our artist, and that is her second single off of her debut album, debuting tomorrow, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting show at Infinite Love Talk Radio on Blog Talk, the best place to enjoy live radio on the web, and you can join us by calling us here at 347-215-8305 or by joining our chat room at any time throughout our show.
Hello, everybody, and today we are discussing living life in the fast lane.
Wow, and if any of you have ever felt like there is just not enough time in the day to get everything done, then welcome to the fast life.
That's right, love. We most definitely can attest to that.
That's right, honey. I must say, but it's been a fun ride, though, wouldn't you say?
Oh, no question. Wouldn't trade it in for anything in the world.
That's right. Living life in the fast lane, you guys, can be anything from burning the midnight oil at nightclubs while working during the day, to chasing an exciting career, to flying around the country, and you know what? The list goes on and on.
No question, baby. And we're going to start with a little bit of lifestyle about life in the fast lane. Tell me a little bit about the lifestyle.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, for 15 years, we've been living it. We've
How many?
Actually, it's been 16.
There you go.
16 years, you guys. We have lived life in the fast lane, and it has been a tremendous ride. It has been so much fun, and I know that I can look forward to it being a lot more fun in the future, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I enjoy living life in the fast lane, and I don't think my husband does, because, see, we're from the Pacific Northwest, and I don't know if you know what that is, but that's like green trees everywhere. Like my friend the Sasquatch lives there. It's like so cool up in the Pacific Northwest. It's beautiful weather. We don't have smog. Not to say that other cities aren't cool, but we really love the laid-back lifestyle of Seattle, and we love to fish. My husband doesn't think I'm as outdoorsy as he is, but I really enjoy all the things that he enjoys. And we got Crystal Mountain. We have Mount Rainier. We have places you can actually get some skis, get your car together, get some things on your tires to keep you from sliding, and go up to the mountains. Can you guys believe this? See, California, uh-uh. They're not even feeling that. But, see, then they have the weather. So every city offers its different things. But I tell you, lifestyle in the fast lane, it's exciting. It's hard, though, especially when you come from a place like Seattle and you just really just want to sit down and read a book and cuddle up in front of a fireplace and have some hot chocolate or go down to the pier, honey. Tell them about Pike Place Market.
Well, Pike Place Market is the place to be, especially if you like seafood. But my wife, I mean, we're biased on Seattle, everybody. What do you want us to say? We enjoy it and we love it. But life in the fast lane is something else. And speaking of the lifestyle, we were in the NBA 15 years, and I will tell you that you go from game to game, night to night, and you're hustling and bustling, and you're looking forward to the rest that you get in the summer. And that's when we would take ourselves and our family, and we would go back to Seattle and really unwind and relax. Starting, you know, your own business like we have, and it's just a hustle 24/7, trying to make sure that you're doing all the right things. And that song and all the songs that you're going to be hearing today are from our daughter Chantel, Shani Christie.
Not all of them, most of them.
Not everyone. You didn't upload everyone.
He want to play all of them.
Every single one.
I want to take this opportunity to let you know you can call us anytime and join us by calling 347-215-8305. And I see the call lines are lighting up left and right. So go ahead and call in. Get your spot on there. If you happen to call and we haven't gotten to you or you don't feel that you're live on the air, that's because there's too many people and we only can get to only a couple at a time.
Baby, you know, speaking of life in the fast lane, let's talk a little bit about travel. Now, when we talk travel, we're talking city to city, state to state. Heck, it might even be country to country. But you're going to meet new people, see new places. And, you know, sometimes travel can be a little tough on you, know, especially with the gas prices now. I'm telling you, city, state to state might be one thing, but that gas price is something else.
That's right. I couldn't have said it better. And I tell you what, in travel, if we're going to talk a little bit about that in the fast lane, I can attest. I read the tabloids. I don't know if you guys out there do, but you definitely should pick it up because Angelina and Brad Pitt are about to have their twins. So everybody out there that like the tabloids, I wanted to be the first to tell you. Now, there was a rumor on Friday that they had them. They haven't. I went to a media takeout. I went to BossUp.com. I went to People, and I even went to E! Hollywood Access, and none of them are reporting that she's had them, so she's still impregnated right now, you guys. So I just had to give you that little bit right there. You heard it first here on Infinite Love Talk Radio. But travel, they are the prime example of who lives life in the fast lane. I mean, they have four kids, I believe. They're about to have six. They have nannies. They have security. They have, you know, personal assistants and managers, and they travel the whole world. They're doing great things while they're traveling as far as helping, you know, the kids and the orphanages and donating and making movies and, you know, just having fun. I'm sure they shop in a little bit when they go to Europe. I would. And, you know, so that's the ultimate fast life. That's the ultimate fast lane when you're in L.A. this week, next week you're in France, and the following week you're in Namibia, Africa.
I don't even, that's like hyperspeed. That's fast lane. I think that's a G4. Is that what it's called?
That's a G4. Okay, if Kamora Lee Simmons, if you're out there listening, that's a G4.
That's not a first class on American Airlines.
No, that's not first class. But, you know, it's exciting as still. That's another good thing about living in the fast lane. But you got to want that. And, again, I have to go back to the fact that Mr. Christie and Miss Christie and our little siblings, we really, really want to be in Seattle reading a book, fishing, golfing, walking, watching the rain come down on the glass windows outside of our home. That's what we enjoy doing. So make your decision when you're hearing this show. Really be thinking about, are you living life in the fast lane?
No question about it. And another thing of living life in the fast lane, and this is something that my wife can speak on, and I know I see her over there lighting up right now when I'm about to say this word, and the word is shopping. Shopping. Shopping.
Okay. We're ladies out there, and I know it's ladies and actually men out there, who does not like to shop? I'm sure everybody loves to shop. I mean, we can only say this right here. To be able to go and shop is to, like, be done made it, you guys. To be able to just go out and pick what you want is so exciting. But even if you don't make a lot of money, shopping's always fun. If you're going to buy a card that you could send your best friend or, you know, some candy if you're a sugar junkie like me or just whatever, shopping is an exhilarating experience. You walk in, they have the stuff displayed out all beautiful and pretty for you to look at, and then you give them your money and you get to leave with the item.
They got you. You've been took, you've been had. I guess I've been had, too, because you know what, in the fast lane, keeping up with the latest gadgets and the it pieces, and tell me what the it pieces are.
Okay. Well, gadgets, we'll talk a little bit about those first. Gadgets are like the latest iPod, the latest PSP, the latest whatever you can do electronically, you know, computers, mini computers, laptops. You know, everybody's hot on the Mac. Everybody wants the Mac now, which they're very difficult to use. But that's living life in the fast lane when you're trying to also, you know, look good. You got to look the part. You got to have the pieces. And then the actual bags, oh, my God, they can set you anywhere from $700 to $5,000. So you got to think.
Like a grocery bag? What kind of bag is that?
No, no, no. When I say bags, oh, let me tell you, Christian Dior, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, all of those kind of people. Well, I personally have grown out of my fad where I had to live in the fast lane and have those things. I don't really care for those now. I would prefer, like, having one of my own, you know, because you can go to JackieChristie.com and check out some of the ones that we make. They're just simpler and not so expensive. But I'm not saying I wouldn't accept it as a gift. So anyone out there that want to send me a Gucci or a Louis Vuitton it bag, you give me my address, honey. Tell me where we at.
Yeah, 111-5525 South Nowhere Street. But can you take all those? Can you take them bags back? Do they allow you to exchange?
Actually, you can buy them if you get home and your husband or your parents or somebody tells you what an idiot you have been for going and spending $2,000. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, designers out there. I want you to endorse me. Please understand, I'm just joking. But no, if you try to return it and it has been used, you can't. If you return it because of some reason with color, size, or liking, you can probably exchange it for something else. But, you know, not to knock any of the it pieces or gadgets out there, we're talking about living life in the fast lane, you guys, and what it's going to take and how you can forget. You cannot keep track of your finances when you're living life in the fast lane and you're moving so quick and you're trying to keep up. You can find yourself in a poorhouse if you don't look out. Right, babe?
Oh, no question. I mean, things add up fast. I'm just learning about this text me thing or text to. What is it? Text at, text to, text something. But that's another gadget, an it piece. You got to watch out because trying to keep up with everybody in the latest things and fashion and all that, you got to find you and do you. Because living life in the fast lane can take anybody and everybody for a loop if you don't watch out. Babe, why don't you give them a pro, a living life in the fast lane?
Talking about some of the pros, I would definitely have to say that you can have fun. It could be exciting. Boredom is definitely at a minimum. And when I say that, I hear some people sometimes go, I'm bored. What are you doing? And it's like, how could you be bored? Well, we, of course, don't get bored because we're in one city, we're in another, we're trying to do things with our charities, we're helping out, we're trying to put our daughter out there as far as her music goes and help her with her career. We have our careers, we have our books, we have our son, we have our other daughter.
Woo!
We have so many different things
Woo!
Going on. And that's not even to mention that my husband's training to go back to the league. Ha! I was the first to tell that, too, right here on Infinite Love Talk Radio.
Y'all don't listen
He's
to her, y'all.
At me.
Don't listen to her.
He's rolling his eyes at me because I'm going to get him back out on that court because you know he belongs out there. And he's in great shape, everybody that want to know. We've gotten a couple calls and, you know, a couple requests to know what's Doug doing. And he is definitely training. And if God's willing, he'll go back. If not, we'll do something else and he'll teach our son and all kind of other, you know, kids how to be the best basketball player they can be. And then moving along, we'll talk about some of the glamorous sides to it, babe.
You know, and when you talk about glamorous sides, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can look at it. But one that I was thinking about, like, for instance, babe, if you talk about the jobs, you got athletes, actors, actresses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, throw this
right
in there. What about your bartenders, your club promoters, your musicians, or even your record executives? All of those ultimately be glamorous, but they definitely are fast lane types of jobs, wouldn't you say?
Oh, my goodness, honey. Every one of them that you named. Start at the top again. What was the top one?
Athlete.
Okay, athletes. Oh, my goodness. Now, the athlete. Okay, I'm going to share a little bit about that. You get, when you go to a team, I can talk about basketball because I don't know any other athletes or what they do, but basketball, they give you, they provide you at the beginning of the season with luggage. The luggage has your name or initials engraved on it. So they're letting you know right off the bat you're going to be traveling. And it's nice luggage, you guys, and they give it to you. They, you know, they bring them home, and then the rest of that season, they're going to be using a lot of those bags. They're going to be using them a lot. And I'm sitting here looking at one right now, and it cracks me up because it has my husband's name on it and his phone number. His number is hilarious. But anyway, you know, with athletes, they travel. They're constantly in one city tonight. Two nights later, they're in another city or the same night even. They get to the hotel. They grab something to eat. Sometimes the room service is shut down for the night. So you got
Ooh.
About 15 angry basketball players
Ooh.
Who's trying to get the concierge, who's probably gone home already, and they're using the bellman as concierge to go out to a pizza place or a breakfast thing that's open 24 hours to bring them something to eat. Because we always asked, why didn't someone know that the room service might not be open when they checked in? So you run into that, but it's also glamorous because you're also getting to go to these cities in first-class air travel. You can shop. You're getting treated with the utmost respect. Everybody is Mr. and Mrs. You are just the you are the star, okay? When you're traveling and get to these hotels, you walk in and it's, oh, hello, Miss Christy. How, what can I do for you? How are you? And then when your husband's not playing no more, it's like, oh, hi, what's your name? Oh, okay, well, you go get to the dinner line. So it does have its perks.
That's pretty good right there. That is pretty good.
What's the next one, baby?
Actors and actresses.
Okay, actresses and actresses. Talk about that, baby.
Well, I obviously, you know a lot more about actors and actresses than myself, but just from seeing what we've seen, I mean, you're able to go. Let's talk about, for instance, Will Smith. Do you remember they said that Will gets his own trailer? It pops out three different ways. I mean, he is on the set, and he is living like he's living at home, but he's living like that on the set. So that is a glamorous side of the actor and actress because you're going to pretty much get whatever you want. You're probably working for 3 to 6 months, and then you're done. You put your money in the bank, and you go do what you want to do.
That's right. And the other glamorous side of it for everybody out there that's parents and have kids, you can bring your kids with you. You, if they are in school age, you can get a nanny because the money that's involved with it allows you to do that. So that's glamorous in itself.
Oh, no question. Now, tell me about, now, I'm going to lump these together, bartender, club promoter. What do you think about that, babe?
I would say the reason that's glamorous is because, you know, with the Paris Hilton era, when she was going out and she was partying, she made it chic, let's face it. You know, for this generation, she made it really chic. You know, they got the paparazzi, they got her in all their nice fashion. She seems to be a very exciting, liberated girl. And you get that side of it because you go to clubs like in Vegas, Club Rain, and different places, and the Maloof's Club, for instance, the Palms. And you can go in there and you're partying with celebrities alike. And if you can pay the cover charge to get in and you dressed right and they pick you because they come out in hand, picky, by the way, then you can get in there and you can party and have a good time. So the glamorous side is being able to rub elbows, I guess, with celebrities and stars. But that's there again if you choose to live the fast life.
Now, what about the musicians and the record executives? The whole music industry, I mean, that is life in the fast lane, glamorous as it may be, because you get to go to shows, perform in front of thousands of people, and you get to do something that you love, make good music. So that's glamorous in and of itself. But what do you got to say about the music business?
I would have to say, honey, the way you explained that made me jealous that I'm not going to get to perform in front of thousands of people.
Oh, well, I mean, if you want to get up there, I'm sure we can create something for you. What's your favorite song?
My favorite song has to be Who Is She? And that would be by the artist. She happens to be our daughter, everybody, and you'll get to hear that a little later in the show. But, I would say the music business, it's very glamorous as well because you get to, again, rub elbows with a lot of the celebrities. You get to travel around. You get to go into fabulous studios and record wonderful music. And then it gets to go to the mixing session, which we've experienced in the last couple weeks, and then to the mastering. So that's glamorous because you get this glass master at the end that's just phenomenal, and it's crystal clear and beautiful. And you see that all the work that your artist put in was all worth it.
No question, baby. And when you say that, talking about meeting exciting people around the world, that is our next point, is that one of the pros of living life in the fast lane is that you get to go around and whatever, if you're an athlete, you're going to be around actors and actresses and all these different things, and vice versa. So you're going to meet people all over the world and in your city, because actors and athletes and everybody are coming to each city and they're performing there. So if you're in that lifestyle, you're around that, you're going to meet these people. And that is another glamorous side to it as well.
Oh, most definitely, honey, I would have to say. And we've talked a lot about glamorous things. We talked about the pros. Now let's talk a little bit about the cons.
No question. We can talk about some cons. And I'll say the first one here, because this is one that you know that I'm a little bit of a stickler for. I have my fast food. But having to eat fast food and not getting your proper nutrition because you're constantly on the go. Now, I would have to say that this is a big no-no. And to people out there, obviously you're going to eat some fast food, because if you're going, you got to do what you got to do. But I'll tell you, get some fruit and get some water and try to keep something good in your body at the same time.
Oh, most definitely. That is definitely a con. And we live in the fast lane, going where we go and doing what we do. I find it very difficult to work out on a regular basis or even get motivated to go and do that because you're so tired from doing all the other, you know, things and the whole rigmarole of that, that you don't find yourself having a lot of time. But that's one of the cons. And then we'll move to the next one, which is free time for yourself. That's relatively little. You really won't get a lot of that, especially if you are, you know, pursuing a career or doing something of that sort. If you're just living life in the fast lane and you're running around doing no-nos, well, then you have all the time in the world for yourself. But most of the time, I think that's one of the cons, is you don't have time for yourself.
No question, baby. I mean, time for yourself comes in a lot of different ways. And like my wife said, if you are a artist or something, you're not really going to have any time because you're going to be going from A to B, A to B all day long. And that is definitely a difficult thing to do. But also, living life in the fast lane can be dangerous to your health. And by this, I'm saying you have no time really to exercise because you're always on the go, you're always working, which leads to the fact that you're not going to be able to get any checkups, go to the doctor, those type of things. And oftentimes, you find out something when it's too late, which is a big, giant no-no. Also, my last thing is, babe, sleep deprivation. I think that when you're hustling and when you're on the go, they say you need at least 8 to 9 hours of sleep a day, and sometimes you're getting 2 and 3, and sometimes you're not sleeping at all.
Oh, my goodness, and we've had a few of those kind of nights. We don't want to look back on those, yesterday being one of them. But anyway, moving right along, we'll go to when you engage in all that comes with the fast life, it can be very expensive. So make sure that your pocketbook is ready or your wallet is ready to, you know, sustain that type of a lifestyle because it is expensive. You're pretty much on the go. You're paying for apartments or homes that you're not in half the time. So you have to be able to accept the fact that a lot of things are kind of a waste while you're choosing to pursue this type of lifestyle.
No question about it, babe. And today we're going to move right into our hot topics. And in our hot topics, we have Boston makes it to the finals after 21-year absence. And I would have to say that that's awesome. The NBA is, I know, extremely ecstatic because Boston Celtics, L.A. Lakers in the finals. Red Auerbach, I'm sure, is smiling right now, as well as Larry Bird, Mikhail, and Parrish. They're all having a good time as Boston makes it back to the finals.
Yep, and then we have our artist, Shani. She'll be releasing her debut album June 1st, which is tomorrow, everybody, so make sure you go to her MySpace and check it out. Her MySpace is myspace.com/myshani, M-Y-C-H-A-N-I.
And do not miss out on that. I repeat, do not miss out on that. Also, we have Obama celebrates delegate milestone. He says nomination is within reach, but Clinton says she still is in the race. What do you think about that, babe?
I think that that's amazing that she's still in the race. I think it's wonderful. I don't mind having a woman president, but it's going to be really, 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 you know, strange to have Obama be up there as president. But I'm all for it. I'm not political, but I think that's great.
You're not political. Well, what does that mean?
I have no idea. I have no
comments. You don't trust any of them. You don't trust
I have
nobody.
No suggestions on who should be what.
No question. I really think Obama has a definite chance, but for some reason, I'm looking at the Republican Party, and at the end, I think they're going to sneak in there, and they're going to grab it at the end. Everyone's watching Obama and Clinton, and I don't think it's going to happen.
And you guys, I just want to say before I forget, I want to give you a closing segment on our beginning topics, and that was living life in the fast lane is definitely a choice and one worth making. Just make sure to consider the time that you could be relaxing and enjoying listening to birds singing in the morning or, honey, sitting by the water and just thinking. You're not going to really have that time if you decide to go as fast as you can. So just try to make sure you think about those things when you choose to live life in the fast lane.
No question. Everything is going to come with a price. And if you want to go fast, you got to understand what comes with that. There are some good things. There are some bad things.
That's right.
But make your choice and try to enjoy yourself in whatever it is that you're doing out there.
That's right. And our last hot topic is Herbalife products. Are they safe? You guys, it's on the news, so anybody out there taking Herbalife, realize that they're saying that there's high levels or there's middle to high levels of lead in it. So just,
what?
You know, check it out and, yes, and talk to your pharmacist and make sure that you're, you know, knowing what you're putting into your body because Herbalife's been around a long time, right, babe?
Yeah, I believe that it has. And also just from the fact of dietary supplements, because like we were talking about health and nutrition and diet earlier, the fact that some people aren't eating all the proper stuff, they think that, hey, if I just take this, health supplement, dietary supplement, it's going to make me feel better and all these different things. But you got to make sure what are in those tablets that you're putting into your body and make sure that they are, you know, FDA approved or at least somebody's looking at them.
That's right. I would hope so, huh?
No question about it, man.
Uh-oh.
And we want to welcome back the one, the only Wizzle. Every time you guys hear that music, I know you know what time it is. And Wizzle, what is going on with you? The Wizzle is not in the building.
Yes, and he is. He's right there.
Wizzle, are you in the building? You're in the town?
I'm in the town. You want to know what's going down in the town?
You know what I want to know? I'm looking at Sports Wizzle, and I'm seeing that the Lakers are moving on. What's going on here? I mean, they put the San Antonio Spurs, defending champs, out of the playoffs. What's happening?
Prophecy. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, what we're looking at is
two of the premier contests, teams that are playing, and they're playing for the highest pinnacle right now and time history as we know it. There's a lot of at stake right now. There's a lot of people sitting on the Celtics staff who wouldn't mind getting their first ring, and there's a lot of milestones that are yet to be passed on the other side of the coast. When you're looking at Phil and what Kobe's trying to do as far as acquiring him some himself some jewelry, so there's a lot of intangibles going on.
Well, now this is what I have to ask. And I've seen Stephen A. Smith. He's an ESPN analyst, everybody, and he was talking to Kobe Bryant yesterday. And you just have to ask this question: is where does Kobe rank? Because if he wins this championship, I mean, people are really going to have to start giving him his credit. I know for a lot of time it wasn't given. Finally, he gets his MVP. You obviously have the Jordan comparisons, but where does Kobe rank right now?
Well, actually, the story is still being written. I mean, we could possibly, I mean, it's, you know, again, it's a stretch right now, but we could possibly be looking at one of the best, if not the best, player of all time. I mean, now, just hypothetically speaking, if the Lakers were somehow able to win, they're coming back next year, ladies and gentlemen, as a championship-type team, caliber team, obviously, as the champions, and they'll be adding Andrew Bynum. And that kind of offsets what Portland's going to do as far as bringing in Greg Oden and any other big-name players they have out there, any coaching change or anything. So they got a young unit, and it could be history in the unfolding before our eyes.
Now, when you talk about Andrew Bynum coming back, who had knee surgery this last week, are we looking at a dynasty? Because when I'm looking at it, if they make it this year, obviously if they really have a chance to win the championship, and they do, they could probably roll off two or three in a row, wouldn't you say?
And I believe so, and that's why the magic number will be seven, because they've often talked to Kobe about when he plans to play, or you could play 10 more years, and he's like, yeah, right, and he does this type of thing. So it lets you know that he's seeing the light from the other end of the tunnel, and I believe that this is why he's playing. And it's very important for him to get those championships, even though he might downplay it. I think that he wants to get seven more than anything else.
And, no question. I would have to agree.
And not to mention, you know that Phil, if he could somehow get one this year, it puts him in pretty elite territory. So we're talking about Phil trying to stretch record books along with Kobe at the same time. So it could be something pretty special. And so it's something you want to often obviously be in tune with, but also consider the fact that what's best for the NBA and what's best for the business. So I'm a realist in this, and I think that L.A. is the start of something good.
Now, obviously, L.A. is moving forward. They're making fantastic strides. But I would have to ask you, what is next for the San Antonio Spurs? Defending champions, get put out in the Western Conference Finals. Do they blow it up? Do they tweak it a little bit? Where do they go?
Oh, I still think they're in a good spot. You got to trust what you have. You have a good nucleus. You have great experience. You got good employees. We refer to employees a lot when we talk about players. We're talking about guys who just come to work and they're blue collar type guys. And what they need to do is they need to loosen up a little bit. And I'm not saying as far as tweaking their starting lineups, but you got to have some young guys on the bench who's ready to break into those lineups. And if you look at the teams now that are playing for actually the ring and the trophy, they have those type of players. You got some young guys coming off the bench. He doesn't know what type of situation it is, but I know that I got the skills to compete with, you know, the other guys out here, but I just need to be led the right direction. And it doesn't seem like San Antonio has anything like that right now. What do you think?
I definitely think that San Antonio used the word youthing up, and I totally agree with you. I think that their stars are at the age where you're going to really have to start grooming some players to start stepping into those roles. Obviously, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili have some good years still left on them. Tim looks like his knees are bothering him a little bit, and he's slowing up. But that's the same thing that happened with David Robinson when Tim Duncan came in. Obviously, the Spurs might not get a Tim Duncan in the draft or find that type of player out there, but they definitely have to start moving on and trying to compete with these Lakers, Utah Jazz, these other teams in the West that are going to really start to evolve as the seasons go on here.
Oh, without a doubt. And again, it pays so much, again, to have that youthful guy on the bench. And not to mention just youth, just how about the type of employees that you need to hire? They need another type of guard who can penetrate, because they really, really have a bunch of guards who like to pitch a 10 outside the three-point line and just kind of wait around for things to happen. So they need a nice penetrating guard. If they were – I mean, I'm not, putting situations or scenarios together, but somebody like an O.J. Mayo or a guard who could at least penetrate and has that as one of his attributes would be obviously in their best looking.
Well, Greg Popovich, you call the whistle. Anytime you want to call into our show, the whistle will definitely give you some advice. But moving on, whistle, to the Eastern Conference, Boston moves on with two impressive road wins, and I will have to take my hat off here because I said that Detroit was going to beat Boston, but when I'm looking at it, the big thing that stood out in my mind was Ray Allen steps up big, and he changes the whole game when he starts hitting those jump shots.
Oh, without a doubt, and not only that, we got to give a lot of credit to Mr. Perkins, also one of those young guys and that young talent we were talking about, who's playing with that sense of urgency, that hunger, and not to mention you're playing with guys who's making $100 million or so, and you're getting that cheese dangled in front of you on a line. So, again, you got a reason to go out there and give it your all, and that's what they got. That he's really helped them out a lot, and I got to give Boston a lot of credit. I mean, Ray Allen came through, and they looked good, and they went in and did what they're supposed to do, which is what you're not supposed to do as a team, as a championship caliber team. You can't go into Detroit into this hostile environment where you know we're going to be fighting and the refs are going to be cheating and get a win. Are you kidding me? They've handled their business. You got to give them their credit.
No question. And you know what really stands out in my mind? Kendrick Perkins played fantastic, and I think that he is really stepping into his own. But one of the biggest plays, I would probably have to say the biggest play of the game, when Posey steps in, Detroit is down 4 points, and they are coming back, and they get the rebound with about a minute 50 left, and Posey reaches in, and just one of those intangible plays that you need in a game like that, and he gets a steal, and that was pretty much the ball game. So all of their bench players, everybody is stepping up, and the Boston Celtics, they're looking a little scary. What do you got with Boston and L.A. there, Wizzle?
This is going to be a great matchup during the regular season. It looks like LA gave up a couple games to them. LA would actually be down too, but this is before the trade and before the meshing of the players in the unit they have now. And so, again, I think this is going to be one of the greatest contests that we're going to have seen in quite some time. Obviously, the star attractions are there. You have a lot of things on Celtics side as far as Paul Pierce going into L.A. and being, from the hood, so to speak. And he's not fazed by the Staples Center or anything that goes with that. You got KG being at the pinnacle of what it's about in terms of his career and what he's doing for the NBA, as well as Ray Allen. He's been playing so many years here, and he's trying to get one. Doc would like to see it get done. So there's a lot of things going on. It's about to be a fight, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I think you're going to hear Beat L.A. chants. You're going to hear a little bit of everything in this one. But give it to me, Boston or L.A.?
Well, I've been doing a lot of really a lot of research on this. And first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, you have to realize that they've changed the whole sequence up now, because the first two games are in Boston. The next three are in L.A. And actually, that third game is if necessary. So we're looking at something that's kind of fair, but not. So what I'm thinking is L.A. is going to get one of those two games in Boston, and I think they're going to put the pressure on Boston. So I think L.A. will finally come up the victors. That's my personal opinion, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. Boston is really scaring the bejesus out of me, because they got the big three versus the big one in Kobe, but he does have some firepower in Odom and Gasol now. But I am going to go with the Lake Show to show up the Celtics in an old-school 1980s battle, and I think the Lakers win in six games. Wizzle. As always, it is beautiful to get your insight in the world of sports, and we will catch you again next week. Same time, same
place. All right, enjoy it. Liver and onions.
He did not say liver and onions.
That boy, something is seriously wrong with him.
And we're moving right along to my favorite topic, everybody. And you know what that is. That's love. Isn't that special, baby?
Well, you know, love, that little word with just four letters, but such meaning, and everybody needs a little bit of it. Believe
that.
Right. It's like air, baby. We all got to have it, and that's why we enjoy our love and romance segment so much, because we love spreading love.
Okay, well, we got four questions to start it out today.
And what are they, babe?
And our listeners really want to know, so it would start with, you want me to start?
If you would, please, babe.
It says, what causes a person, male or female, and I keep hearing noise. I don't know if you guys are hearing that.
That's my beatbox.
To stray. What causes a person, male or female, to stray?
Okay, I'm going to go with one point first. I will say this. Music like that definitely helps you. It does not hurt the situation, but I would say no communication or poor communication would probably have somebody strand, and also ignoring your spouse.
I would have to say I agree totally. If you ignore someone, that's just it's just not good. So make sure you're not being stubborn in your relationship. And, you know, a lot of things that I think causes people to stray, you know, on a serious tip, you guys, is the fact that one or the other is feeling low self-esteem or something they're missing within themselves. Because if you're an adult and you're in a relationship, more than likely you know right from wrong. And if you really love your mate, you know that that would be something detrimental to your relationship. That in itself should put a damper on any temptations that's out there, but this world puts a lot of things out there. You just have to be strong within yourself and keep your determination, your focus, and the fact that you love this person and you wouldn't want them to do anything to you that, you know, you wouldn't like. So you do unto others as they would do unto you is how we would sum that one up. And then second,
well said, and it is, do you guys recommend that couples have heart-to-heart talks weekly to keep up with good communication?
I would definitely say yes. I think that communication is something that's very important and detrimental in any relationship. And I don't want to sound like Dr. Ruth right now, but I really want you guys to understand how important communication really is. And this segment is a good chance for us to open our hearts up and share what we've learned in our relationship over the years with you guys. And you know, take your relationship serious. You know, understand and realize that this is feelings. This is emotions. This is life. You have children, you have families, you have other people that's going to be affected if you're not communicating and you're not saying what's bothering you or what, you know, would help the relationship. The other person can't read minds, so keep the communication open. And what would you say, Emma?
I would say heart-to-heart talks are fantastic, especially if you're going to do them weekly. That even takes it to another level, because I would relate it this way, is you got to empty out the trash when it gets overflowed, and if you don't, it's going to spill all over the place. So you make sure that you guys are communicating. And open communication has to be the key. You have to be open on both sides and not one-minded and think that your way is the right way. Communicate a little bit.
That's right.
And then number three is, now this one right here kind of brings everything together, and it's, can the fast lane in a relationship coexist? What do you think about that one, babe?
I would definitely say that it can coexist. Talking with my husband and living with him and living the fast lane, I can say I've actually experienced it. you definitely can coexist. You just have to make sure that you're respecting the other person's wishes. You're asking them and inviting them to events that you may be wanting to go to or invited to, and you share in everything with them. Don't separate. Don't separatize. Don't say, well, I want to go do this with my buddies, and you go do that with your girlfriends, or, you know, vice versa, and start splitting up, because that's where you can lose communication. That's where other things can get in the middle of the relationship, and that's where things could go astray.
I agree with you. I believe the fast lane and a relationship can coexist, but one of the keys is that you do it together, and that's something that you don't see out there a lot, but the times that you do, or those are the relationships that mm-hmm. truly, truly work. And also communication. You have to offer your mate. Here we are with communication again, but you have to offer them if they want to attend. They may say no, they may say yes, but the option is always open, and that helps them be confident and comfortable in you and the relationship that you two share.
And I would also like to say what my husband just said, it means a heck of a lot to me. It is 110,000% true. Being married to an NBA basketball player and going through what I went through, I'm sure everybody has heard the stories and all of the different little gossip stories, the wacky things that they said, because I love my husband and I just was about him. Being in the NBA and seeing that happen and him giving me the option and leaving the doors open to that really built my confidence, it built my trust, and it just made our marriage that much stronger. And I appreciate that. So I just want everybody out there to understand and know that that subject that we just talked about touches my heart tremendously, because it is 1,000% true. If you leave the option open for your mate or whomever it is, you know, female or male, it just will build the trust. It will build the strength in your marriage or your relationship, even if your boyfriend and girlfriend. And we have someone that emailed us and asked us if we would play something from our daughter's new album, honey. Would you like to do that? Which one?
Play them all.
We'll play a little snippet of a couple of her songs for you guys. So we're going off of our regular thing that we do, but I'll play you a couple snippets. I'll start with this one. I'll turn it down a little bit so it's not so loud in your guys' ear. Hang on. Here we go.
Down Chickawawa, Chickawawa. Down Chickawawa, Chickawawa.
That's one of my favorites right there, baby. And I love that at the beginning. Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
And that's just a joke, you guys. I mean, it's a great song, and I kept playing it for you just to mess with you. But go to her MySpace, and you can listen to it in its entirety. It's not uploaded yet. That will be, you have to go to it every day for the next week, and there will be surprises added on. But there is some great songs up there. Do you want me to play? What's the next one, honey?
Yeah. Hey, who is she? I don't know. Would you play whatever it is that you have over there, because I love them all.
Okay, here you guys go. Here's a little snippet right here. It's called My Life. Okay, that was another one. You have to go to her website, www.myspace.com, MyShanny. And then I'll play you one that's really close to our hearts. This is about kids that is, you know, dealing with their first relationship. Honey, what's it called?
That would be Young Love.
That's right. And here you guys go. Here's a snippet of it, and then we'll go back to our regular program.
Thank you.
like a fool. I can't get over you, even though I know that we never could be.
Stop, girl, you haven't lived long enough in the world. You know the value of your heart's like a pearl waiting to be a pearl. You know the best of is the kind of
hug me, the words he'll say, like, baby, you look beautiful today.
Stop there, need to see more than the colors of.
And that was the last one. There's lots more. She has 19 songs on her new debut album. They're all fabulous. It touches our heart, and you got to go to her MySpace once again to get it. And our last question, going back to our regular programming, is, Doug and Jackie, where can we find your book, No Ordinary Love?
Now, that is an easy question because our book is available worldwide. It's at Barnes & Noble as well as Borders Books. It's also on Amazon.com, or you can always go to our website, and that is InfiniteLovePublishing.com. So
that's right. You can go there and get it. And then we wanted to cover a couple more bonus topics for you guys today, and that would be, there's a lady that I told you guys about some time ago, back in 2007, and she has been very instrumental and wonderful. She's a good friend of our family, and she's also a great mentor for Shani as far as all of her charity endeavors go, and her name is Betty Jones. She's based out of Washington, D.C., and I just want to thank her, and I know she's probably out there somewhere, hopefully listening to the show, and we just want to tell her again how much we appreciate her help giving Shani the opportunity to have a voice and to bring attention and awareness to something that's very close to our family as far as bringing everyone's attention to HIV and AIDS. And you can go to our website to get more information at infinitelove.com. HIV and AIDS awareness, or you can go to JackieChristie.com and get information, or you can even go to Shani's website at ChantelChristie.com. That would be her regular website, not her MySpace. And you can find out more information, but that is something. Everybody go out there, get tested, know your status. We try to make sure every show or every couple shows that we definitely remind you that although we're on here, we're enjoying ourselves, entertaining, and having fun, HIV and AIDS is very prevalent, and it's there. It's not going away, and until we all stand together and band together to fight it, it's going to continue to take lives and make people very sick. And if you do happen to know someone or you are affected with it yourself, know that you're still a human being and we all still adore you and love you as our fellow man and woman, and we're all humans, and we can fight this thing together. And I just wanted to share that little bit. And then as far as fashion, because I just got an email asking, what about the fashion segment? We got to have that. My husband got his, and I'll tell you, I'll go through pretty quickly because I see the time is winding down, and we're having such a wonderful time with you guys today. But mine would be fragrance, and I want to tell you, we met a lady the other day. Her name's Nancy, and I won't say her last name, and she smelled wonderful. I could not stop asking her over and over again what was the cologne she was, or the perfume she was wearing, and I'll share it with you guys. She told me what it was, and it's only available at Saks Fifth Avenue. And so if you guys can't afford to go out and buy a bottle, because I'm probably going to have to partner up with my sister, and we're going to put in together, and then we're going to get a bottle, and we're going to open it up, and we're going to do like we did when we was kids, and we're going to share it. I'll put mine in a plastic container, then I'm going to get that pay and save. That's like a, you know, Ralph's or something. But anyway, it's called Chloe, and it smells awesome. I'm telling you, and I'm very picky with women's perfumes because a lot of them smell really perfumey and flowery. Well, this one smells great. So a lot of times I'll wear my husband's colognes and stuff like that because I like the
– What?
Yeah, I steal all his colognes, you guys. He's kidding with you. He knows. He brings his cologne and goes, oh, honey, I got our fragrance. And I say, okay, thank you, babe. Let's go. Next, we will talk about what my husband's topic is on fashion.
Well, the fashion, I'm taking it everywhere today, everybody. So know that the first thing, if you want to, now when I say fashion, I'm talking fashionable. If you want to be fashionable, you go out there and you get yourself an iPod. Then you go to myspace.com/myshanny, download the album My Dream, and you will be fashionable. Believe that. Also, masks for men. And when I say masks, there are clay masks. There are a lot of different put on your face, and they help clean your skin. But this is something that helps out a lot because I have some oily skin. My wife started giving me masks, and I tell you, it helped out a tremendous amount with keeping your skin clean. Then no question, baby. Then last but not least, I would talk about massages. Everybody, please go out there, get yourself a massage, and relax yourself.
Definitely. My husband is definitely, you see, he's told you guys that on the last three times, so he's telling you to get out there and get a massage. You need to. The last one would be luggage. Pick up some fashionable luggage. It is getting to the summer, and everyone's going to be traveling. So if you want to get something that's economically affordable, you can get it at Marshall's or TJ Maxx. You can get name-brand luggage. You can find Liz Claiborne. You could find just whoever makes luggage that you like. I'm sure it might not be the whole set. Maybe you get one piece of this and one other piece of that, but you can definitely get luggage from there, and it's fantastic. The final thing for men, I would say, Ed Hardy t-shirts. What would you say about that? I would say Ed Hardy t-shirts is definitely the final thing. And so make sure that you go out there and pick you up some if you're a guy. And we want to thank you guys for joining us again on our show. We see you next time, same place, same time. And until then, be careful, enjoy yourselves, and live life to the fullest. Goodbye, our friends. Peace.
Like, baby, you look beautiful today.